I'm excited about this. Joining us this morning from the state capitol building is the one and only Governor Sebelius. Thank you for joining us, madam. Is that how you address?
Madam's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Well, we do appreciate you joining us on the program today. And I understand that you have something you wanted to tell about us that that actually means a lot to me.
Yeah, this was your idea that you came up with. So if you want to go ahead and lay the background work, I'd be glad to tell everyone about the bill that we'll be presenting to the state Congress.
All right, Governor Sebelius. It's something that's annoyed me for a long time, and kind of a thought I had. It was a re-driver's education. You know, you're driving on the highway and you're behind someone who brakes too much, for example, or, you know, they just suck at driving, more or less. And they're not drunk or anything, and this would be part of the program. So, like, the police would pull them over. They don't have to be speeding or anything, but the police would pull them over, make sure that they're not drunk, because if they're drunk, they don't need the re-driver's education. They get, well, a DUI, and they get thrown in jail for a couple days or whatever the typical standard is, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and so what I'm thinking is you pull these people over, and then you're just like, what's wrong with you? You know, were you on the phone, or do you just drive like this always? And when they say, well, this is how I drive, then you say, well, you've got to go to re-driver's education because you're a terrible driver.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so do you agree with this idea, Chris?
Sounds good.
So I'm very excited about this, and Governor Sebelius, you said that you want to explain where it goes from here?
Yeah, well, we have the bill, and we have some minor tweaks on there. There is a Twinkie tax provision we have to attach to it.
Twinkies, like the snack cake?
Yeah, it's a fattening food item, and it needs to be drawn in for childhood obesity.
Okay. By the way, are you a little under the weather or something? Your voice sounds a little bit different.
What do you mean?
Your voice sounds kind of a little bit deeper than normal, Governor Sebelius.
Well, I didn't want this to become public knowledge because I didn't want there to be fear, but I do have the mumps.
You have the mumps?
Yes, I do have the mumps.
Oh, no.
So that's what the mumps does.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. I didn't want to have to admit it. I was hoping that no one would catch on, but you're the first person to notice anything.
Yeah, your voice just sounds a little bit odd. You know, not too bad, but it just sounds a little bit different than normal.
Yeah, I guess doing bong hits in Lawrence probably wasn't a good idea.
Probably not.